Every summer, Fish and Game samples crab stocks in 9 areas of northern and central southeast and uses that survey, along with prior commercial catch data, to come up with an estimate of the overall poundage of crab in the region. In that survey, the department uses a scientific approach in dropping its crab pots and invariably ends up catching less crab than the commercial fleet does. Fish and Game shellfish biometrician Chris Sidden highlighted this difference at a task force meeting of commercial crabbers and fishery managers.
In general, you guys are catching 3 to 5 times the amount of legal king crab that we are serving. How does that translate into our biomass estimate? Right? You guys are catching 5 times as much, 3 to 5 times as many crab, but we're using our survey estimate to estimate how much crab is out there. Is there a disconnect? Is there not a disconnect? You know, from your point of view, that's a big disconnect. You guys are catching a lot more crab than we are.
Sidden said the department has seen a pretty dramatic decline in crab numbers in some of the areas it surveys, like Seymour Canal between Petersburg and Juneau.
Is this a real population decline? Is this due to some mass migration out of these surveyed areas? And either way, what's the cause of these things? What's going on? Either way, this is pretty dramatic, right? This has been consistently low over the last handful of years, where prior to that, you know, Seymour Canal was one of the major producers of red crab in the region.
With industry support, Juneau crabber Stan Savlin took Sidden and other department staff to conduct a pilot project late last fall, crabbing for the better portion of a week in St. James Bay and Lynn Canal north of Juneau. Sidden said they hope to ground truth the department's methods for estimating crab.
Especially in light of these pieces of information that we have, that, you know, populations are declining potentially. We haven't had a fishery. There's no response to that. We see some big declines in other places.
In the pilot project, Fish and Game staff caught crab, tagged them, and released them back into the bay. Scientists were able to use the data from that effort to produce 2 new estimates for the crab stocks in that particular area. One approach is based on the drop-off in catch rates. That calculation produced a lower estimate than the department's current catch survey for St. James Bay. The other approach is based on the number of tag crab that the department recaptured 4 weeks later. Crabbers were encouraged by that tag recapture method, which yielded the highest estimate for crab in St. James Bay. But Sidden cautioned the results could differ from place to place.
How does this translate across the region? Right? We saw some variability in the biomass estimates in St. James. St. James is the smallest bay, has one of the higher biomasses, right? Relatively confined. How does that translate to Seymour or Gambier or some of these Peril Straits, some of these other areas? We don't know unless we go do it and try to get some generalized concept of how well we do with our biomass estimates and how do we translate that and learn something new.
Sidden said the department was applying for a grant to continue the pilot project and possibly extend it to other parts of Southeast. The Red King Crab commercial fishery has been closed for 4 years. Fish and Game's summer survey has not produced a biomass estimate high enough to allow any crabbing. Last year, the department said the amount of male Red King crab has been dropping since 2001 and hit a 16-year low in 2009. In general, crabbers have disagreed with the results of the department's survey and say there's more crab in the water. Task Force Chair John Barry told Fish and Game staff he thought there was a lot more red crab than estimated outside of the areas that they survey. Barry says he is excited about the pilot project results.
It's extremely encouraging in that it's the first thing the department and the fleet have done jointly that had credibility. I mean, the fleet has gone out in the past and tried to do things on their own, but the problem is there's no statistical analysis that's going to be accurate to the department when we do it on our own. It has to be done jointly for the data to actually count and management. So from that viewpoint, it's extremely exciting.
While crabbers were glad to hear about the positive survey results, they were not all optimistic it will mean a fishery anytime soon. Permit holder Mark Severson of Petersburg also listened to the presentation.
I think they did a good thing there, that the crab are real easy to catch in there, so they could hardly go wrong. It's a small area, and their survey turned out good results. But in the other areas that they survey, in their summertime survey, the crab aren't easy to catch, and you got to have a little bit of crab sense there to find them, and they don't. So as a result, we never get to fish.
The commercial fishery last opened in 2005 when 58 permit holders landed 210,000 pounds of crab. That crab was worth $1.1 million at the dock that year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.